I'm Zachary Turner. After a contentious summer of debates, state regulators approved Duke Energy's plans to supply more energy while lowering emissions. The decision left the utility's leaders optimistic about the Carolinas' energy future and its return for investors. Here's the report. Looking at 2025, Duke expects residential energy consumption to drop slightly while commercial and industrial growth pick up. Last year, utilities across the U.S. sold less power, but made more money per kilowatt hour than the year before. Energy revenue per kilowatt hour increased the most in North Carolina, jumping 13.4% on average. Duke CEO Lynn Good appeared last week for her final earnings call with the company.
If we think about the strategy of Duke Energy, it is a strategy that has been built to really serve customers for decades.
She offered an optimistic take on the new federal administration.
We have shared aspirations with the federal administration, but frankly with our states as well.
Duke President Harry Sedaris will succeed Good next month. Sedaris, also present on the call, emphasized the utility's investments in new fossil fuel infrastructure. Those, along with investments in distribution and transmission, helped Duke achieve around $4.4 billion in profits, despite expenses from Hurricane Helene damage.
In the Carolinas, we have started construction on over 2 gigawatts of natural gas generation that was approved last year.
Duke Energy plans to spend $83 billion on new energy infrastructure and raise earnings per share by 2% during the next 5 years. Most investments will fund improvements to the grid and carbon-free energy generation. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.